Pleasure to call the meeting, committee meeting to order. I apologize, members, that I'm a couple minutes late, but Cheryl, if you'll please call the roll.
Chair McKeel?
Here.
Vice Chair Crisafulli?
Here.
Representatives Albretton?
Here.
Baxley?
Here.
Coley?
Here.
Corcoran?
Here.
Cruz?
Here.
Frezen?
Here.
Forward?
Here.
Gibbons?
Here.
Gonzalez?
Here.
Grant?
Here.
Hooper?
Here.
Hudson?
Here.
Ingram?
Here.
Jones? McBurney?
Here.
O'Toole?
Here.
Pafford?
Here.
Patronus?
Here.
Rogers?
Here.
Roussan?
Here.
Stafford?
Here.
Stube?
Here.
Thurston, excused. Williams?
Here.
Young?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you very much, Cheryl. Members, if I could have your attention, please, a couple of schedule-related things I'd like to bring your attention to. As you know, we will begin in earnest the budget process for this year, and I know the appropriations subcommittees have been hard at work, and they all expect to roll out budget spreadsheets next week. Members, please be reminded that you adopted special rules on the floor yesterday that relate to the timeline and amendment deadlines for the budget PCB as well as bills, and I suggest that you familiarize yourself with the dates that were in that rule. Our plan here in our committee is to hear the PCB and the conforming bills the week after next. That would be week four in our committee, and then hear the budget and the conforming bills on the floor in week five. So I trust that our subcommittee chairs and their members are going to bring forth meaningful recommendations, and those documents and the spreadsheets next week that you go over will become the backbone of our House budget. With that, we have eight bills, six of which are trust fund bills, and we also have a PCS, a proposed committee substitute, on the agenda today. But also listen up to this, because this is very important. Although we're scheduled to 5 today, my goal is to be finished here by 4:15, and I think we have enough time to get us through all the bills, but please make sure your questions and debate are as concise as possible, preferably relative to the appropriations process. First, we're going to take up the presentation of PCS, the proposed committee substitute for House Bill 851. Representative Nunez is going to present that, and Representative Nunez, you are recognized to present the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This PCS increases access to post-secondary education and provides tuition equity for all students by first codifying the court decision in Ruiz versus Robinson, which clarifies that the immigrant status of a U.S. citizen's dependent child's parent cannot be the sole basis for denial of classification as a resident for tuition purposes. It aligns the definitions of dependent and step-parent with federal policy. It clarifies language relating to the impact of marriage on residency classification. It provides that an institution is not required to reevaluate a residency determination unless a student breaks enrollment or if there is evidence that suggests an erroneous classification was made at the onset. It adds the following groups of individuals to persons who are not classified as residents for tuition purposes but will not be required to pay out-of-state fees and thus can receive the in-state tuition. And those groups include veterans of the U.S. Armed Forces, including reserve components, who physically reside in Florida, and it includes students, regardless of immigration status, who have attended high school in Florida for 3 years consecutively and enroll in a post-secondary institution within 24 months after graduation. It also stipulates that students who are not required to pay out-of-state fees under the new provisions may be reported for purposes of state funding for colleges and universities. Additionally, this bill does not provide undocumented students with state financial aid or tuition assistance. And members, this bill also eliminates the automatic annual rate of inflation increases currently authorized for state universities, Florida colleges, and our workforce education programs, and it also reduces the rate of the tuition differential from 15 to 6%. That is the PCS, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you very much, Representative Nunez. Members, anyone have a question of Representative Nunez? Any questions, Representative Nunez? Yes, Representative Jones, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell us the fiscal impact of the out-of-state student not being designated, of a student not being designated as an out-of-state student on the university?
Recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's indeterminate.
Okay. Further questions? Any other questions of the bill sponsor? Okay. We have some testimony, public testimony. Oscar Rave. I don't know if I got that right. Thank you. You're recognized, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. members of the committee and Representative Nunez, this is a great bill. Actually, great is another statement. I can't think of a better word. This bill hits close to home and hits hard. I was born in Colombia, and I was brought to this country at the age of 7, and I was an undocumented student for about 16, 17 years, and I know what it's like to live in this country, country of dreams, hopes, and opportunities, and not being able to have that opportunity once you get to graduation from high school. My mind is a little fazy, but I don't remember my parents asking me when I was 7 years old if I wanted to move to this country and if I wanted to pursue a dream here. And I'm sure my parents didn't know how hard it was going to be for them to even allow me an opportunity or to place an opportunity before me to become educated and pursue a profession in this country. So this bill is a great bill, and I urge that you all see this. I urge that some of you come from districts that have a lot of constituents who know people personally who are going through this. Thankfully, I'm now a resident of this country, and I can actually pursue the dreams that I always wanted to pursue, but it wasn't easy. But I'm here, and I hope that you all will be able to vote yes on this. And I want to thank you, Mr. Chair, the members of the committee, and Representative Nunez. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next up, Matt Brockelman, UNF Student Government. Yes, thank you. And Matthew Holliday with Edison State College. Okay, thank you. Waving in support. Next, friend, Francesca Menes. Okay, thank you. Waving in support. Karen Woodall. Okay, thank you. And Ron Bilbao. Victoria Hernandez, Miami-Dade College. All right, thank you. Elizabeth, and I'm sorry that I don't have the last name correct, Tynes with the League of Women Voters. All right, great, thank you much. Any further testimony? Okay, members, we're in debate. Anyone wishing to debate? Yes, Representative Pefford, you're recognized, sir, in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Nunez, we've known each other a long time. My guess is this bill should have probably been passed when we met many, many years ago. I congratulate you. I look forward to it successfully moving out of the House and getting to the governor. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Next up, Representative Rogers in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and to the Representative Karen Vizdale, Rep. Nunez. I am truly thrilled to hear this bill today, and I am just asking my colleagues to recognize the fact that we have invested in our children from pre-K to 12th grade, and by passing this good bill, we will get our return on our investment. And I thank you very much and looking forward to your favorable support. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Any other members in debate? Representative Cruz, you recognize in debate? Sorry.
I made this work. Thank you, Representative Nunez. Thank you for your courage and your compassion in bringing this bill forward. I appreciate all of your efforts very much. Members, I know this bill is hard for many people here. I just want to say that in my family is a dreamer, and I watched this young girl struggle. I watched her struggle to try to pay tuition, to try to go to school. All she wanted was an education. And I ask you, please, to be compassionate for her and the many others like her. Please don't persecute her and her chance to get an education because of the decisions that her parents made. I urge all of you to please, please support this bill today so that these kids can go to school, get an education, and make a life different for themselves. Thank you.
Thank you. And Representative Williams, you recognize in debate, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you, Representative Nunes, for bringing forth this great piece of legislation. A lot of times, you know, we struggle over opportunities for all and opportunities for some. Today, I think we have a golden opportunity as all members of this committee, Democrats and Republicans alike, to pass a piece of legislation that gives opportunity for all, really gives a pathway forward. And I know many of my colleagues, especially Senator Bullard over in the Senate, he's probably watching, smiling, hoping I'll be quiet so we can hear him vote. But I will tell you that we really, truly appreciate the work that you put in this, as well as Chairman McKeel, which is I would cut short, and I will. Thank you. Support this good bill.
Okay, thank you, Representative Williams. Any further debate? Members, anyone else who would like to debate the bill? Yes, Representative Petronas, you're recognized in debate, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just, being from Northwest Florida, Tyndall Air Force Base is a huge important element of our local economy, and we get a lot of spouses and family that come and get relocated to our area and want to continue their education. I love the idea that you're granting these guys in-state tuition and not interrupting their educational process with the policies in your bill. So thank you for including this policy. And, it'll mean a lot to me and my district.
Okay. Any other debate on the bill? Okay. Seeing no further debate, Representative Nunez, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. I would simply start by saying and reiterating the words of our speaker on opening day, in which he said, "We need to put higher education in reach for a group of students that we are leaving behind. These are children through no fault of their own who live in our state, are educated in our public schools, and yet after investing thousands of dollars to educate them, we shut the door on their future. We no longer treat them like Floridians." Members, it's been alluded already in debate, but we spend anywhere between $19,000 to $70,000 in the K-12 system on each child in the public school setting, regardless of their legal status in this country. We've spent millions more on these children, again, regardless of their legal status, in our emergency rooms, in after-school programs, mentoring programs, the list goes on and on. It makes no sense fiscally, and it makes no sense economically. And I'm sure many of you have received emails and phone calls from a boisterous minority, and I too have received false and misleading information from certain groups that seek to tear us down rather than build up our communities. If people would take the time to understand that this isn't about immigration, it's not about pathways to citizenship, it's simply a recognition that these students are here. They are here, and the vast majority of them have actually been acknowledged by the federal government under the Deferred Action Childhood Arrival status, and as such will not be deported. They're staying here, they can work, and they can become productive citizens. No one group is being treated differently in this bill. In fact, we're actually taking additional steps to reduce the burden on all of our students and their families. This is about opportunity and upward mobility, the very concepts our forefathers envisioned. And members, I don't often quote scriptures here, and this is not necessarily for you, Representative Bakhti, but I'm sure you'll enjoy it. But I thought it'd be appropriate to remind everyone that in the book of Ezekiel, it says that the child will not share in the guilt of their parent, nor will the parent share in the guilt of their child. Let's not hold these children responsible for actions that their parents took, something they had no control over. Let's allow for opportunities for all of Florida's children. Let's go against the grain. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I urge everyone's favorable support of this good bill.
Okay, thank you very much. And Representative Nunez, having closed on the bill, Cheryl, will you please call the roll on the bill?
Chair McKeel?
Yes.
Vice Chair Christofilli?
Yes.
Representative Zalbritton? I'm sorry. Representatives Baxley?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Corcoran?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Brezen?
Yes.
Forward?
Yes.
Gibbons?
Yes.
Gonzalez?
Yes.
Grant?
No.
Hooper?
Yes.
Hudson?
No.
Ingram?
No.
Jones? McBurney?
No.
O'Toole?
Yes.
Padford?
Yes.
Petronas?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Roussan?
Yes.
Stafford?
Yes.
Stuby?
No.
Thurston? Williams?
Yes.
Young?
Yes.
Bill passes.
Okay, thanks, members. By your vote, so that bill is favorably reported. I failed to mention earlier House Bill 515 by Representative Smith on public assistance fraud will not be considered today, so we're going to show that bill TP'd today, and we'll hear it at our next committee meeting. And next up is the presentation of committee substitute for House Bill 629. Representative Boyd. When you're ready, sir, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I actually thought all these people were here to hear the charities bill, but thank you for listening to us today and hearing this good bill. Members, I partnered with Commissioner Adam Putnam and Senator Brandis to develop legislation that would prevent the misuse of Floridians' charitable contributions by cracking down on fraudulent and deceptive organizations. In developing the language before you today, we worked with the Attorney General's Office, the Department of Revenue, several nonprofits, and certified public accountants. In the interest of helping moving you towards your 415 goal, I'll hit the highlights, and I'll be happy to answer any questions if there are any along the way. This proposed legislation prohibits bad actors and criminals from raising funds for the charities. It also places additional scrutiny on charities that most commonly mislead contributors. This legislation also requires charities that receive the most contributions to report additional information. The proposal also will help Floridians make more informed decisions when choosing which charities deserve their support by developing a database that all Floridians can access. And it also helps to prevent the misuse of Floridians' charitable contributions, taking a risk-based approach to the action. So that, in essence, is the bill, Mr. Chairman. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right, thank you very much, Representative Boyd, having explained the bill. Members, does anyone have a question of the bill sponsor? Representative Pafford, you recognize, sir, for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Boyd, thank you. I know exactly where you're going. We had talked a little earlier. You had mentioned that in another stop you're going to look at potentially allowing for the 990s a 501c3 would normally provide to the IRS be substituted for some of the financial disclosures to the state.
Mr. Chair.
Recognize, sir.
Thank you. And thank you, Representative Pafford, for that good question. We are doing that. It'll be at the next stop. We didn't think it was appropriate here today in the appropriations venue, but in the next policy committee, which will be its final stop, we're looking at that, moving to the 990, which is the IRS form that allows charities to report the way they have been, but still also holds them accountable. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Representative Gonzalez, you recognize for a question, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Representative Boyd, I sidebar with you, but for the record, in Section 15 of the bill, you have certain signage requirements for collection receptacles that used the donations at least 3 inches in height and no less than 1/2 inch in width. Could a local government require that the letters be larger than 3 inches in height?
Chair, recognize, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for that question. Yes, this doesn't preclude local governments from enacting their own ordinance. This is a minimum standard.
Thank you.
All right. Further questions, members? Yes, thank you, Representative Jones. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for bringing this bill forward. Can you speak a little bit to what the expectation is in terms of staffing requirements in order to be able to support what we're asking the office to handle?
You're recognized, sir.
Thank you. There is a physical impact, as you saw in the staff analysis. There are fees that are going to be collected against those additional charges ultimately. Or initially, excuse me, there'll be a little bit larger charge that'll go down over time. But there is a physical impact. We think it's worth the cost to help protect Floridians and their investments in charitable contributions or charitable organizations.
Further questions? Sure, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And would this, for local governments, would they have to do anything additional in order to support this?
Recognized. Thank you. No, this is simply the Department of Agriculture. You know, Commissioner Putnam's department manages this process, so it doesn't impact local governments.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay, moving into public testimony, Grace Levitt with Florida DAX. Okay, thank you very much. Any additional testimony? All right, members, anyone who would like to debate the bill? Great. Okay, seeing none, Representative Boyd, you recognize close on the bill, sir.
An eloquent close, sir, but I'll waive my time. Thank you.
All right. Representative Boyd, having waived his close, Cheryl, will you please call the roll on the bill?
Chair McKeel?
Yes.
Vice Chair Christofilli?
Yes.
Representatives Albritton?
Yes.
Baxley?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Corcoran?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Frezen?
Yes.
Forward?
Yes.
Gibbons?
Yes.
Gonzalez?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Ingram?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
McBurney?
Yes.
O'Toole?
Yes.
Padford?
Yes.
Patronus?
Yes.
Rogers? Roussan,
yes.
Stafford,
yes.
Stuby,
yes.
Thurston, Williams,
yes.
Young.
Yes.
The bill passes.
All right. Thank you very much. So that bill is reported favorably. Thank you, Chair Young. Next up, we have presentation of HB 7041 by Government Ops. Representative Ingram, you're recognized, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, this bill recreates the Federal Grants Trust Fund within the Department of Business and Professional Regulation without modification. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Members, any questions on the bill? Questions of Representative Ingram? Okay. Any testimony? Anyone wishing to testify on the bill? Debate. Anyone would like to debate the bill? Representative Ingram, you recognize to close on the bill, please.
Waive close, Mr. Chairman.
Sure. Will you please call the roll on the bill?
Chair McKeel?
Yes.
Vice Chair Christofilli?
Yes.
Representatives Albritton?
Yes.
Baxley?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Corcoran?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Frezen?
Yes.
Forward?
Yes.
Gibbons?
Yes.
Gonzalez?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Ingram?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
McBurney?
Yes.
O'Toole?
Yes.
Padford?
Yes.
Patronus?
Yes.
Rogers?
Yes.
Roussan? Stafford,
yes.
Stuby,
yes.
Thurston, Williams,
yes.
Young.
Yes.
The bill passes.
Okay, thank you very much. So that bill is reported favorably. And next up is a presentation of House Bill 7043 by Representative Ingram. You're recognized, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill recreates the Federal Grants Trust Fund within the Department of Financial Services without modification. And that is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, members, any questions on the bill? Is there any testimony on the bill? Is there any debate on the bill? You would like to debate the bill? Okay, Chair Ingram, you're recognized to close, sir.
Waive close, Mr. Chair.
Chair, will you please call the roll on the bill?
Chair McKeel?
Yes.
Vice Chair Christofilli?
Yes.
Representatives Albritton?
Yes.
Baxley?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Corcoran?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Frezen?
Yes.
Forward?
Yes.
Gibbons?
Yes.
Gonzalez?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Ingram? Jones, McBurney,
yes.
O'Toole,
yes.
Pafford,
yes.
Patronus,
yes.
Rogers,
yes.
Roussan,
yes.
Stafford,
yes.
Stuby,
yes.
Thurston, Williams,
yes.
Young.
Yes.
All right, members, so that bill is reported favorably. And next up, the presentation of House Bill 7053. And Chair Hooper, you're recognized to explain.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, the bill recreates a State Economic Enhancement and Development Trust Fund within the Department of Economic Opportunity, which would otherwise expire July 1, 2015. It recreates the trust fund without modification, providing for continuation of current purposes and uses. That's the bill, Mr. Mm-hmm. Chairman. Mm-hmm.
All right, and members, are any questions on the bill? Anyone have a question? Any testimony on the bill? Any debate on the bill? Chair Hooper, you recognize closing the bill. Chair, would you please call the roll?
Chair McKeel?
Yes.
Vice Chair Christofilli? Representatives Albritton?
Yes.
Baxley?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Corcoran?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Frezen?
Yes.
Forward?
Yes.
Gibbons?
Yes.
Gonzalez?
Yes.
Grant?
Yeah.
Hooper?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Ingram?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
McBurney?
Yes.
O'Toole?
Yes.
Padford?
Yes.
Patronus?
Yes.
Rogers. Roussan. Stafford. Stube. Thurston. Williams.
Yes.
Young.
Yes.
Vice Chair Christofili.
Yes.
Okay, so that bill is reported favorably, and next up is the round 7059, Cheryl. 7059 is next, yes. Presentation of House Bill 7059. Representative Hooper, you recognize, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, again. Members, the bill terminates the Community Services Block Grant Trust Fund, the Energy Consumption Trust Fund, and the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program Block Grant Trust Fund within the Department of Economic Opportunity. The funds are no longer needed nor used by the department. There are no receipts, outstanding obligations, or appropriations from these trust funds. The bill also terminates the Economic Development Transportation Trust Fund. This fund, which supported transportation projects necessary to facilitate economic development and growth, was moved under the jurisdiction of DOT during the 2011 session. There are no receipts, outstanding obligations, or appropriation, and the remaining balance was previously transferred to DOT. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you, Chair Hooper. Members, any questions of Chairman Hooper? Any testimony on the bill? Debate? Anyone like to debate the bill? Chair Hooper, you recognize
Wait.
The bill. Shell, will we please call the roll?
Chair McKeel?
Yes.
Vice Chair Christofili? Representative Zal Britton? Yes. Baxley? Coley?
Yes.
Corcoran?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Frezen?
Yes.
Forward?
Yes.
Gibbons?
Yes.
Gonzalez? Grant,
yes.
Hooper,
yes.
Hudson, Ingram,
yes.
Jones, McBurney,
yes.
O'Toole,
yes.
Pafford,
yes.
Patronus,
yes.
Rogers,
yes.
Roussan,
yes.
Stafford,
yes.
Stube,
yes.
Thurston, Williams,
yes.
Young.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, members. Sure that bill reported favorably, and next up is the presentation of House Bill 7067. Chairman Frezen, you're recognized to explain the bill, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. This bill recreates the Welfare Transition Trust Fund for the Department of Education, specifically the Office of Early Learning. This trust fund is used exclusively for the temporary assistance for needy families known as TANF, federal block grant to provide child care services to eligible individuals participating in the school readiness program. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you very much, Chair Frezen. Having explained the bill, members, anyone have a question on the bill? Okay. Is there any testimony on the bill? Is there any debate on the bill? Anyone like to debate the bill? Chairman Frezen, you're recognized to close on the bill, sir.
Way closer.
Cheryl, would you please call the roll?
Chair McKeel?
Yes.
Vice Chair Christofili?
Yes.
Representative Zal Britton?
Yes.
Baxley?
Yes.
Coley?
Yes.
Corcoran?
Yes.
Cruz?
Yes.
Frezen?
Yes.
Forward?
Yes.
Gibbons?
Yes.
Gonzalez?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Hooper?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Ingram?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
McBurney?
Yes.
O'Toole?
Yes.
Padfort?
Yes.
Patronus?
Yes.
Rogers? Roussan?
Yes.
Stafford?
Yes.
Stube?
Yes.
Thurston? Williams?
Yes.
Young?
Yes.
Okay, members, so that bill reported favorably. And next up is the presentation of House Bill 7079. And Representative Albritton, you're recognized to explain the bill, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill recreates without modification the Administrative Trust Fund, the Federal Grants Trust Fund, Florida Saltwater Products Promotion Trust Fund, the Plant Industry Trust Fund, the Pest Control Trust Fund, the Citrus Inspection Trust Fund, and the Incidental Trust Fund. The bill terminates the Agricultural Law Enforcement Trust Fund, the Market Trade Show Trust Fund, and the Relocation and Construction Trust Fund. All the balances and revenue sources have been transferred to other trust funds. And that's the bill.
Okay, thank you, Chairman Albritton. Having explained the bill, are there questions of Chairman Albritton? A testimony, any debate on the bill? Chairman Albritton, you recognize to close on the bill, sir.
Wave, Chair.
Chair, will you please call the roll on the bill?
Chair McKeel?
Yes.
Vice Chair Christofili?
Yes.
Representative Zal Britton? Baxley,
yes.
Coley,
yes.
Corcoran,
yes.
Cruz,
yes.
Frezen,
yes.
Forward,
yes.
Gibbons,
yes.
Gonzalez,
yes.
Grant,
yes.
Hooper,
yes.
Hudson,
yes.
Ingram,
yes.
Jones,
yes.
McBurney,
yes.
O'Toole,
yes.
Pafford,
yes.
Patronus,
yes.
Rogers,
yes.
Roussan,
yes.
Stafford.
Yes.
Stube.
Yes.
Thurston.
Yes.
Williams.
Yes.
Young.
Yes.
Bill passes.
All right, members, so that bill is reported favorably. Representative Williams, you are recognized, sir, for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, if I could have your attention. Today, early this morning, Florida lost, really the country lost, a true legend and true hero for not only civil rights, but for transparency and good government. He was our governor, former Governor Reuben Askew. Having lived in Pensacola, served from Pensacola, but also lived here in Tallahassee, not too far from here in Westminster Oaks, many of you had an opportunity to meet him and understand the significance he brought to the state of Florida. But he was a very special person to not only our community, but the entire state. And Mr. Chair, if we could, I'd like to observe a moment of silence for former governor, former House member Reuben Askew.
Okay, members, we'll stand in a moment of silence for Governor Askew. Thank you very much. Is there anything else to come before the committee? With that, Representative Roussan moves we close.